Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, we have extra big deals for a very limited time, so you can get Dad the gift he's been wishing for. Get a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Plus, save $90 on a Kobalt 24-volt battery string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $129. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
One more case we're going to cover here today. The Duggars,
yeah,
counting the charges. We put a new podcast out today, too, by the way. If you want to just follow the Duggar saga, the Duggars counting the charges. That's the graphic. You'll find it wherever you get podcasts. The Duggars' name was built on a very specific promise. That a family rooted in faith, structure, and absolute moral authority was worth putting on television and holding up as a model. For years, it worked. Then the things started happening behind the scenes, and that image started to change. Children who were victims, parents who knew, a system designed to keep all of it quiet. Now another Duggar is facing criminal charges. His wife has been arrested, and the family's response from some quarters is that this is persecution. The one question nobody seems to answer, the one thing at the center of all of this, is whether anyone in that family ever actually chose the children first. That's a question I want to pose to you guys out there in the comments section. And you guys, please give us your questions as we work through this on Substack, YouTube, or wherever you're watching us. Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us. Josh is in federal prison. Joseph is facing charges. Jim Bob knew what Josh did and handled it himself. Josh. No police, no real consequences until there was. Is there any world where he ever actually answers for that? Donna's asking that via Facebook. And if people are already confused because everybody's name starts with a J, Josh is the one from a couple years ago. He's the one who admitted to doing things with his sisters. His sisters have come out and said, yes, he did that to us. And then he got busted for material on his computer at his used car dealership. CSAM material that some local investigators here have said is some of the worst stuff they've ever seen involving yep. very young children. I mean, just disturbing as hell. And he cordoned off his hard drive so nobody could find it because he already had a tracker on it because people were already watching him. He's also had the Ashley Madison account. I mean, he's in prison now until like 2032. That's Josh. Joseph now charged with doing inappropriate things with what would have been at the time a 9-year-old and has since admitted to that, allegedly, with local police on the line. He's now being extradited back to Florida. So is there a world in which we go back in time to which Jim Bob ever faces any sort of consequences for not reporting Josh to police? Now that we've kind of defined the roles here.
I don't know. You know, it's going to come down to, as the great Bob Mata says, the prosecution. You know, do they have a prosecutor involved here, kind of like in the Adelson case, where we're just going to go down one domino at a time?
Dig.
I think I think there's a. I'm glad you started a whole podcast series on this because I think there's going to be more. How could there not be more? You have two in one family, all brought about because of a sect of a religion, this, what was it, NSP?
IDLP.
IDLP, which is really extreme. The curious charge, I'm curious whether this comes up, and this is what Jim Bob may or may not get involved with others, is trafficking. Because again, I'm just looking at the limited data we see. Mm-hmm. So Josh gets accused by his sisters, or sisters reported to the dad that they were abused by him when they were younger. Mm-hmm. The dad's solution, Jim Bob's solution, was not to inform law enforcement, but to handle it internally. This is what the church, this is their IDLP preaches. Mm-hmm. We handle it, you know, we don't rustle up the brethren or whatever the hell he calls it. And so their solution is send him to a work camp handled at IDLP headquarters.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's learning there. So again, it's just conjecture. So they kept everything as an organization in-house. You got a problem in-house. And so if you start moving people from one state to another state, that's a federal thing that'll take charge. And
yeah.
So I'm really curious, were they shuttling people back and forth? Because again, on the special that was the Shiny Happy People, you have a few of the girls talking about how they were then abused at that headquarters once they're shuttled there by the head of the whole organization. What was his name again?
Yeah, not the Duggars, but yeah, there's accusations from other people who were victims, claiming they were victims as part of IBLP. Yes.
Right. So to me, we have a lot of potential for other cases, at least for investigation. Yeah. That's what we have, potential for a lot of investigation. That's a good way to put it.
And I think it's important to say, I'm not accusing Jim Bob of abusing his children or doing anything like that. What the crime here would be is being aware that mm-hmm. that there's complicit abuse happening and not reporting it and not doing anything about it until he's eventually kind of forced to, because someone else's buddy who's in that doc said, you know, by your own, teachings here, by your own belief system here that you're running for Congress on and being all prim and proper and Jesus-y on, your son will be going to jail. In some cases, if you look at it even deeper, he'd be getting the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Because that is also part of what he, you know, campaigned on and believing is that, you know, people who do this to children should face death. I happen to agree with Jim Bob on that. And I've said before, well, looks like you got some problems with your kids. You might be having a few less. You might have to change that number back to 17 or something. But the thing is, that I think is a serious question, because even if he's not doing anything, and I'm not saying he had or did, he's never been charged with anything. So in no way am I saying that. I know you're not saying that either. But what we're saying is, okay, if you have knowledge of the crime, something this severe, and you are essentially by not reporting it, enabling it because it's happening repeatedly as a pattern, that's a crime.
Yeah, complicit.
That is a crime. I don't care what your religion says about it. I don't care what you feel about it. I don't care what you think is better. I can't just create my own, like, It's essentially like they create their own country, if you will, with their own sets of laws and rules, and it's all controlled by Gothard and God, and then whoever else is in the umbrella that day. And I'm sorry, that's not how it works here in the U.S. You can't like kind of create your own judicial system.
Yeah, because just you're not religion, aware of the law doesn't mean you're not. No. Exempt from it.
There's no world where it's like, well, I'm supposed to go to court, but today I'm going to go to Lutheran court and the Lutherans are going to judge me because my religion says that their law is more important than the actual judicial law of the land. That's not how that works. In fact, actually, the Bible talks about the exact opposite. The Bible talks about give to Caesar what Caesar's. It talks about obeying the law of your land. So he's actually violating that too. But it's so amazing how folks like this, they get so wrapped up into their bullshit cult religion, can kind of just pick and choose what they like, when they like, and then apply it to whatever bullshit they want to do.
Kind of going back to your earlier theme on this, it was really kind of shocking to see how it all started and then how the shift from being kids as the number one thing in the focus. I mean, that's the whole premise of IDLP is the quiver of arrows of children being the blessings from God. And all of a sudden, the biggest blessing in his life became what he's making off of TLC. And that took precedent over everything. And as anyone has children, that you have a great, healthy relationship with your kids, can you ever imagine in any lifespan ever having the conversations and the vitriol he was having with his second oldest, Jill, the oldest daughter, about how he was withholding money from her, about how he claimed to the IRS he's paying her all these hundreds of thousands of dollars that she never got, and then guilting her into signing shit to sign it all away so he could keep using her as much as he wanted to, rationalizing his behavior of this is just a ministry. I mean, just it was so, as a father of a daughter, watching him, listening to him, and again, it's all according to Jill and her memoir. Caveat it with that, about how he was treating his children with that kind of disrespect, and just focus of self. I mean, just watching him focus so hard on himself as years went on was heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And then to the eventual, you have one kid in prison and the others might be on his way there now.
I think it's going to be extremely telling, and I hope to God the FBI is, because obviously we got interstate things going on here with Joseph. They're looking at all the digital devices, at least from Joseph and Kendra. And here's the thing, that shit spiders out. So if we're going to start to see, if there's text messages on there or anything, some sort of communication between Joseph and Jim Bob or anybody, insert anybody here, and there's knowledge of this that went on, there's more people going down.
I would think so, because first of all, you learn how to do this somewhere. So here's a great, well, it's a horrendous stat, but here's a good stat to know to understand how these things work. For every one child that you've seen that was trafficked in some way or their images were traded, there's 400 others that are on this network. And so if he learned this, being Joseph, he learned this somewhere. Maybe he learned it from Josh, but Josh learned it from somewhere. These two don't strike me as the type of individuals that would shut up and not share. These look like blabbers that will do anything they can to get off, to throw someone else under the bus. And who are they going to throw under the bus? Other people that taught them how to do this, where to do this. And so where do you think that's going to go back to?
I'm interested. And I'm not saying it's Jim Bob by any means.
I don't think it's the father. I don't think it's the organization.
What I'm wondering is if even they are going to be surprised by what they find out, by where these boys got this, or where this comes from. I don't know. I mean, I could... There is a window here where they could turn this around. The ones who did not do this but were so bamboozled and so drinking the Kool-Aid of their religion. Two of the girls have already done, two or three of the girls have already done this. They've already gotten out and they've already seen reality for reality's terms. The rest could do it. They could, if they really want to do something good, Jim Bob and Michelle and everybody, stand up and go, We were bamboozled too. We thought this was the way to raise children. We thought this was great. Turns out this is an abomination of the Bible. This is an abomination of Christianity and religion. And we fell for it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have too. And we're sorry we did. This is horrible. But let's expose it now. Let's bring the people to justice, because look how much it's damaged our family. Let's prevent this from happening to anybody else. Because I think there is a world where Michelle and Jim Bob are genuinely shocked by these things, and they can't figure out why it's happening, why this keep there's right. this pattern going on with their kids. And but they're so tempered down into the IBLP and their way of thinking, and they've dug themselves so far deep in that it's so unseeable, unfathomable to even get out. But I don't know if they're even capable of getting out mentally, but there's a window to do it. And I'd highly suggest doing it. Otherwise, I think the wrath of the evidence of reality is going to come down, and it's going to come down hard on a lot of people. I don't know who or where, but I would venture to say it's going to be more folks in this ecosystem that have been part of this way of thinking and this way of covering things up and handling everything privately.
Anytime you have an organization that is set up for secrecy, for not sharing information, and limiting and controlling contact between people, controlling what people does, and it's centered at the top with one individual. I mean, it's a pyramid scheme. I mean, where else did we see this happening to before, which kind of shocks you, is Kevin Frankie, Ruby Frankie's husband.
Yeah.
He was sold into all this crap that she was spewing too. You know, when these things become your identity, you know, like Jim Bob and Michelle, when you are so entrenched and this is your entire identity, is your IDLP faith and your religion, it can do no wrong because these doctrine that they set up and work from are non-correcting institutions. Yeah. They don't learn from past mistakes. They double down and say, well, it's the individual that made a mistake. The institution organization is fine. So that's what's happening here. They're saying Josh was bad, Joseph's bad, but the institution did no wrong. It's them. So they don't change the institution. They double down on it, and that's why there's going to be more.
Yeah, it's like it's the hamburger's fault for being overcooked. No, it's whoever cooked it. That's
because it's common to have 2 out of 19 turn like this.
Yeah, exactly. Totally common.
Oh my God,
your odds are that high. Yeah, it's
and it's not just you know, we're not talking something, you know, like didn't go to college or decided to become a plumber or follow in the father's footsteps, all the things that, you know, can become systemic inside families that follow in footsteps. But this is a rough one. This I've never seen, again, I've researched it. I don't think there's ever been another case where you had children sex abusers as siblings in the same family.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's somewhere. I'm sure there probably is. But to this level here, you know, that were marketed to the world as, you know, wholesome. And can I ask one more question? This is the most important. Why the hell does Joseph look like an adult version of the Gerber baby? You know, with the hair. I mean, it's like, what's going on here? Why? Anyway,
it's the innocent look of the religion.
Yeah,
we're just children of God.
I think that's kind of, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love to hear them, and give us your opinion. Press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our podcasts as we put them out. Be sure to check out Robin's book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books right now. Go and check that out. All right. Until next time, for Robin and Todd, I'm Tony. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
like a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.